I'm Michael Edward Miller for WTC. Candles lit up Coolidge Park Wednesday evening. An estimated 1,200 Chattanoogans attended a vigil for refugees banned by President Trump's immigration order. WTC's Jackie Helbert walked in the candlelight, discovering how the ban affects local residents.
Turn to your neighbor tonight and say, neighbor, y'all means all.
Y'all means all.
A lot of people don't see us as equal and as Americans.
Aman Ali is a student at Girls Preparatory School and a Muslim immigrant from Pakistan.
I felt it really important to be here as a Muslim, as a brown person, as a second-generation immigrant.
She was with a group of friends all wearing hijabs to celebrate World Hijab Day.
It's really important for me to recognize how this affects not only people who look like me, but just anyone, regardless of if it affects me as an individual or not.
Let them in! Let them in!
And there's a family from Iraq, and we'd been collecting just like our clothes and our coats and some boots and my favorite boots I was going to give to one of the little girls, and they no longer are going to be able to find refuge here. So that hurt. That sucked. But, yeah.
It's great to be here, and it's great to be part of the American community, American family.
Sadaf Khan and her husband Iqbal were holding long white candles. Originally from Pakistan, Sadaf was proudly wearing an American flag as a hijab.
It feels so good when you wear this on top of your head. It's like it's protecting all of us, and we need that.
President Donald Trump's recent executive order has halted refugees and citizens from 7 majority Muslim countries for up to 4 months. Syrians have been banned altogether. The president said the ban is to prevent terrorist attacks.
Protection of the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States. It's big stuff.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer defended the ban, saying,
"The president's view is I'm not going to wait. I'm going to make sure that we protect the homeland and its people as soon as possible with every measure that I can."
But vigil organizer Handy Janish disagrees that the ban will keep America safe. Speaking before the vigil, she said the ban is causing fear in the refugee and immigrant communities.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we really thought this was important, just to show solidarity with the refugees and immigrants in the area and everywhere.
There were 20 people who already had their tickets, 7 families, half of them children. All of these people were coming from different countries, but were affected by one stroke of the pen.
Marina Pestriano is the Associate Director of Bridge Refugee Services. The nonprofit assists refugees and asylees with rebuilding their lives in the U.S. Pestriano says there will be no arrivals in the next 4 months, which impacts more than just refugees.
We have to retract all our commitments to landlords and apartment complexes, and it's a heartbreaking experience. Community was really waiting for these families, preparing to welcome them. It was a passionate desire to help somebody who is in need, somebody who is vulnerable.
At the vigil in Coolidge Park, Pestriano saw a familiar face.
Oh, hi!
I just
want
to say hello. Thank you for everything.
Ayla Belic was only a toddler when her family fled the Yugoslavian Civil War. Today, Belic is all grown up, but Pestriano still recognizes her. Belic says Pestriano helped them settle and her parents get jobs.
She basically helped us establish our lives in the United States, and like I could not be any more grateful for her. And it was really impeccable to meet her for the first time. She remembers me being 22 months old. This is now like 18 years later. Yeah, I was trying not to cry. I just felt like I was like meeting a superstar. I was like, you saved my family's lives.
We all belong.
Police estimated 1,200 people attended the vigil. Muslim community members said they were shocked and moved by the large turnout. Organizer Sarah Scott urged the crowd to call their congressional representatives and to remember that refugees are human beings.
This is just the beginning. This is going to be a long fight,
and we must stand together.
For WTC, this is Jackie Helbert.